Have you enjoyed Karen McPherson this morning from Morristown, Tennessee? And I don't hold that against her. All right. I appreciate her today and appreciate these songs, and what a great blessing it was to us this morning. In the book of John, the 21st chapter, real quickly, as you turn there, she touched on this in her testifying there with the last song that she sang, is that every one of us draws from somebody else's experience. We see how others make it through. We see how that they've learned. And I'll talk naturally speaking for secular speaking for just a moment, then get into the spiritual speaking as well, that we learn by watching others. We learn by listening to others and having them share their experiences. And it's no different in the church. We learn from our brothers and sisters in the church how that they've been through those storms and how that they made it through. And regardless whether it's a storm or maybe it's just a dry spell that they go through, every one of us learns from our brothers and sisters. And if you don't know the Lord this morning, we want to share with you how that you don't have to stay lost, but you could be saved by God's amazing grace. And we want to share this with you today from the book of John in this 21st chapter. If you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, just reading two verses today. And we've preached from these verses in times past, read these verses, but not from the text that God has laid upon our hearts this morning. The last two verses of this 21st chapter of the book of John, he says it like this in verse 24. He says, "This is the disciple which testify of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." And he closes with, "Amen." And you can be seated in the house of the Lord. I'd like to preach to you for a few minutes of time from a text simply entitled, "Testify." John said that he was testifying. His whole book of John the Baptist is here just to give us words to testify to us about all the good things that Jesus did. In John, from John's perspective, while he was there, all the things that he saw accomplished. And he says, "I want to testify to you. This is my testimony of all the things that I've seen God done." And many of us as children of God, we've seen God do great works in our lifetime, have we not? We think about all the great things that the Lord has done. And God gave us a book because even in the book of Revelations, in the first chapter, in the 19th verse, he told John the Revelator, he said, "Write the things which thou hast seen and the things which are and the things which shall be hereafter." What he's saying is that give them a testimony of the things that you see right now. And give them a testimony of the things that's going to be hereafter. And sometimes we all need to be to hear a word of testimony of the things that's going to follow this life. Because there's so much uncertainty what happens after life comes to an end. But John the Revelator, God told him, he says, "You write these things. Give it as a testimony that those that prevail, those that conquer death, hell, and the grave, that they've got a better place to go to when this life comes to an end." The Bible is nothing more than a testimony. He tells in His Word to testify. The word "testify," in Roger's opinion, means to share or to by speaking or writing or by the way you walk, to share with others that which you have experienced yourself. And when we begin to testify, if I went around this house this morning, we probably would be here till after sundown tonight by the time everybody finished their testimony of how good God has been to them. And has He not done more than just one thing for you this morning, church? It's not just one thing I could thank Him for. If I started, I'd have to just keep on going because He's done so much for every one of us today. And think about nothing more than, or just going back to the day that He saved us. What a great testimony that is. And can I get a witness in the house of the Lord today for these that might be lost in our midst? If He will save us, surely He will save them. Amen? Because we're all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all deserve to die and go to hell. But Jesus said, share a word with them that I come to save sinners. I've come for those that are sick, that they might be made whole. And that's what John was saying. I've written this whole book. In fact, all of the prophets, all that they did was testify about a God, about a Savior that was to come. They testified about all the many wonderful works that He brought them through. Has anybody read about where Moses and the children of Israel come to the Red Sea? And they come there and Pharaoh's army was behind them. You know what the Lord told him? He said, you just tell the children to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And we have it today as a testimony that when we come to those points in our life that the mighty sea or problem is in front of us and the devil is behind us, if we will just hold on to the nail-scarred hand of Jesus Christ, He'll take us over as well. The whole Bible, the apostles gave us, the prophets gave it to us. And the Bible even says in the book of John in the 5th chapter and the 39th verse that the Scriptures are nothing more than a testimony. They testify of Christ. And if they do not testify of Christ, we ought to leave them alone. Because I can do nothing within myself. But when the Lord shows up, we're able to take on the problems that the devil has faced us with in our life. The Bible also says that not only did the prophets and all these, and John included, testify about God and about His Son, Jesus Christ, but the Bible is full of testimonies of great things that God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit has done for people. How many of you this morning, I don't want to be long-winded, but I've got to preach my message today for a short space of time. But how many of you today have got a testimony about all that God has done for you in your lifetime? Not just the saving of your soul, but has anybody else been in a storm that the Lord has brought you out? Has anybody else been in trouble and the Lord brought you out, or a loved one faced with a serious sickness and the Lord showed up? He spoke the word because a Baptist church somewhere got down upon their knees and prayed to God and God heard their prayer, and now we have a testimony of the good things that God can do for us and each other today. And I hang my hat on this, and I often tell the churches here many times that when I look at your testimony and I see what God has done for you, you know what it does? It encourages me, because I believe that God does. The Bible says He's not a respecter of person. I'm His son, you're His son or daughter. We're all family, and what He has done for others, He's going to do the same thing for me this morning. And I just want to testify about what the Word says. Has anybody read when blind Bartimaeus shared his word? He says, let me tell you what happened to me. One day I was sitting along the roadside, Debbie, and there come a noise that a man that I heard about before was coming into town. This man whose name was called Jesus. I'd heard of him before, and maybe at times past I didn't call upon him to save my or to help me in my need. But he said, this day was different. Can you hear his testimony this morning? He said, this day when they said that Jesus was in town, I began to cry out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And all those around me told me to hold my peace. But when I heard it was him, I could no longer be quiet. But I cried the more the loud, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And let me tell you the rest of my testimony. He commanded to stop right there in front of my house. And he called my name and said, what is it that you'd have me to do? And I said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And that would not be a testimony if I stopped right there and then. But he says, you know what he did? He spoke the word and the sight come to my blind eyes. And I rose and I left my garments behind and I went to where Jesus was. Anybody else got a testimony like that this morning that the Lord called to you? And the Bible also says that one of my favorite scriptures, and I know, and I put this out there this morning, and you be thinking about it, that every one of us has got a testimony that we find in the Word of God that relates with our life. The Bible talks about a centurion that in his servant that said, let me testify about this, that I went and I met this man called Jesus, and Steve, I told him, I said, my servant is at home, and he's sick, and he needs a word of healing from your master. And Jesus said, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll just go home with you. And he said, no, Lord, I'm not even worthy that you should go in under my roof. But if you'll just speak the word, I know that he'll be made whole. He says, let me not stop right there, but let me give you the rest of the testimony. He says, when we got back to the house, hallelujah to the Lamb of God, he said, let me tell you what happened. I found my servant alive and well. He had spoke the word, and the healing had transgressed the dimensionals that was out there. It was not held by a state line or a county line or even a country line. Folks, when God begins to speak, we can testify that he is the same God in heaven and earth and beneath the earth, that there is nothing impossible for our God to do. And folks, when he does it, we ought to testify. Let me tell you today, he is God, and besides him, there is none other that we can call upon. And the Bible also says, and I said I wasn't going to be too long-winded this morning, but the Bible also says in the book of Matthew, the 9th chapter, that there was a woman that was there that had a testimony. She said, I've got to tell somebody about this. She said, I had a terrible illness. And this illness caused me to the point to where I spent everything I had on all the doctors trying to get better. But instead of getting better, I only got worse. It's somebody getting what I preach about this morning. He said, I spent all that I had and I got worse. I was broke, and I heard that there was a man in town that was there that had the power to heal. I heard about somebody testify that one day he stood outside of a man's tomb, and that man was dead and been bound for 4 days. But he spoke his name, and the dead man's clothes fell off, and he walked out of the tomb. Surely, if he could do that, he could take care of my problem this morning. And she said, I tell you what I did. I know I wasn't supposed to, Villa, because they could stone me if they caught me outside the house in my condition. But let me tell you what I did. I got down to where he was at, and I saw the great multitude that was there, and I could not even get to him. But I got down on my knees, and I crawled through the crowd, the press that was upon me. And when I got to him, I didn't need an oration. I didn't need a long message. I didn't need a lot of speaking to take place. I just purposed it in my heart this morning, church, that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I would be made whole. And she said, but that's not my testimony. Let me tell you what happened the moment that I touched him. Can anybody else remember the moment that you touched Jesus Christ? The moment that I touched the hem of his garment, there was virtue that came into my body. The healing was taking place, and I was made whole today. And people say, well, he turned around and he looked and said, who touched me? The disciples said, look, master, to all these people, how can we determine who it was? But that woman went away saying, it was I'm the one who touched him, and now I have been made whole. She had a testimony. Legion had a testimony. He said, before the Lord come into my life, I was possessed with demons. In fact, there were so many that they called my name Legion. There were so many that was in my life. Can I preach it this morning? In 2011, our people have got demons in their lives. People say, I don't believe in that stuff. The devil will overtake your mind, your body, and get you to do things that you normally would not do. This man said, I dwelt, my family wouldn't even have anything to do with me, and I didn't have a place to stay, so I dwelt amongst the tombs. I was down in the graveyard, if you'll have it. And when they tried to bound me, I would just break them asunder, and I would cut myself all over the place. And I was running around naked. And one day, Jesus come into my territory. See, when my family didn't know where I was at, God knew where I was at. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. God knows where you're at this morning. And He knows what it is that you're going through. You might think you've got it all hidden. Nobody knows about it. Lee just said, I was down there and my own family didn't know where I was at. But there was a man one day that come in the midst of my area and he called my name. And he spoke and the demons had to leave me. And I'm paraphrasing this morning real quickly. And the next time they saw me, hallelujah, I was clothed and sitting in my right mind with this man who touched me. Folks, when the world overtakes us and we don't know where to go or how to do it, when we think it's bigger than what we are, the Lord can come by and speak peace in the midst of your storm. And although the storm is still there all the way around you, has anybody ever been in the midst of the storm? But when the Lord spoke, there was calmness in your heart and life. Yes, the waves were still dashing high. And the wind was blowing, but there was just a calmness that was there. That whether I live or whether I die, the Lord has got me under His control. He's watching over me. And Legion told him about that and all that he done for them. And one of my favorite passages of Scripture that I share oftentimes is found in the book of John, the 19th chapter, when the Bible says that there was a man that was blind that the Lord spoke to his gave him his sight. He was blind and they began to question him about it. Who was it that done all this? And he said it was a man called Jesus of Nazareth that spoke the word. He made a little clay and spittle and he put it upon my eyes and I received my sight. And they said, well, how could this be that a man could just take some clay and put it up on your eyes and you received your sight? He says, I don't know how he did it. And I'm paraphrasing this morning. Folks, there's a lot of things that God does. I don't understand how He does it. All I know is He does it. And it works. Hallelujah. It works this morning. And they said, well, give God the credit. Don't give this man credit. He says, I give him credit because he's the one who did the work. And then they began to ask him. Or ask his parents, said, is this your son? Anybody else see this testimony? Is this your son? They said, yes, yeah, our son. Was he blind? Yes, he was blind. And now he could see. Amen. And they said, well, he says it was this man. How did all these things happen? They looked at him and they said, he's of age. Ask him. Amen. Ask him what happened. And they said, this man is a sinner. Don't give him the credit. Tell us what happened. And that blind man that received his sight, he looked at him and he said, all I know is this. I once was blind, but now I see. Can I use that as our testimony today, Brother Larry? I don't know how salvation works. I don't know how he does all the great things. All I know is I once was lost, but now I'm found. Can I move on? This is a good 2-hour message. I'm trying to put into a little short message this morning. Let me give you one of the greatest testimonies that's found in the Word of God. It's found from a man hanging on a cross. Amen. Some of you that are raised in church and in church, you're thinking naturally that I'm talking about the man in the middle. But let me tell you about a testimony of the man to the right-hand side. Amen. He said, we was all three hung here. Two of us deserved what we were getting. We were the malefactors. We were the thieves. We were the robbers. And the folks in society said that they don't belong in this world and let's do away with them. And they crucified all three of us. But the man in the middle did nothing wrong. He was innocent. That other man on the other side and I, we deserve what we're getting. Is that not what he said? He said, but I saw something different in this man than any other man I'd ever come in contact with in my life. And he said, in my dying hour, listen to his testimony. He said, I looked at him and I said, Jim, he said, Lord, rememberest thou me when you come into your kingdom? How many of you got a testimony like that that you said, Lord, would you just save my dying soul? And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ looked at him and said, today, not tomorrow, next month, next year, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Amen. And I believe it just like this. The moment he closed his eyes in death, he was found with all the patriarchs in paradise. And folks, I have no scripture to back this up, but this is Roger's thoughts this morning. And let's use the Word of God to preach the Word of God. When Jesus got up out of the grave, the Bible says that many of the saints that slept got up with him. Can you see that little male factor? Oh. When the Lord got up, that little malefactor got up also. And he went home to be with the Lord where he doesn't have to worry about hell and destruction anymore. Amen. The Bible says, it teaches us, if I can find it real quickly, that every one of us has a testimony. Some of our testimonies is what we brag about of where we've been and how the Lord brought us through. But those that don't know the Lord, Isaiah said it like this in the 55th chapter, said that your sins testify against you. You don't have to tell anybody you're a sinner. It's known because your testimony proves it. But I want you to see today that you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay in trouble. But you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and He can save you beyond a shadow of a doubt. But I had another scripture I wanted to share with you this morning as well. Because some of us, we can relate with those testimonies and we can say those are good for those that was there. But what about my condition? In all of the Bible, you remember that when John was in prison, he sent his disciples unto Christ saying, "Are you the one that should come, or should we look for another?" And listen at the news that come back. The news that come back and a testimony came back that said, the blind receive their sight. The lame leap. They're able to walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised. And all those are important. But the one that really touches my life is the last one when he says, "And the poor have the gospel preached unto them." Amen. How many of you have a testimony that you remember when the gospel come to your house? You'd heard it before, but never like this. And then I also want to testify what Paul said in 2 Corinthians. Because I think this relates to each and every one of us this morning. Paul said, let me testify for a minute. He said, we are troubled on every side. Anybody got trouble in your life? Amen. We are troubled on every side. And you say, that doesn't sound like much of a testimony. Let me finish this statement. Yet not distressed. Anybody got trouble in your life? Amen. Don't let the trouble distress you. Because Satan uses that to plant seeds and to try to drive you as far away from the church and God as he possibly can. When times of trouble comes, that's when you need to be close to God. Because that's where you get your strength and your health from. Bible also says, we are perplexed. Anybody perplexed this morning? Anybody else feel like some days you don't know whether you're coming or going? He says, we feel like that, but we're perplexed, but we're not in despair. Some of you need to lift up your head and say, yeah, there's trouble at my house, but I'm not going to allow the devil to get the victory. Because I have testimony today of others that went through similar trouble, and you know what God did for them? He brought them through it. He says, we're persecuted. And see, some of you just can't relate that how we can take a testimony of being persecuted and try to turn it into something good. None of us likes persecution. But he said, we're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. They used to sing a song in the old Baptist churches that said, I'm never alone. No, never alone. My Jesus is with me wherever I roam. Anybody else got him with you today? See, that's a testimony. That's a testimony. He says, but we are cast down. The devil is trying his best to tear down everything that you've worked for your whole life. Everything that God has done good in your life, the devil is there to try to cast it down, to tear it up. He says, but he might cast me down. But let me testify, I'm not destroyed. See, the devil can do a lot of different things to this natural flesh. He can do a lot of things to the things that you own. He can take your house, your car, your money, everything you've got. And people say, well, that's really cast down. Yeah, but I'm not destroyed. You know why? Because my real riches are still with me. How many of you got treasure this morning that you can brag about? You can testify. Some of you didn't raise your hands. Let me ask you a question again. How many of you have got true treasure this morning? That it doesn't matter what the devil does in this flesh, we've got true treasures that we can testify over on the hills of glory. And John the Revelator said, let me testify. Now I'm going to close. He said, let me testify for a minute. He said, I saw a place like I've never seen before. How many of you get homesick every once in a while? He said, let me testify about a place where I saw that the gates were jasper. The streets, or gates of pearl, I'm sorry. The streets are pure gold. And I saw a number there that no man could number. Oh, don't it make you homesick? He said, let me testify that in the midst of that city, I saw a throne high and lifted up. And out of it flowed a river. And he said, he that sat upon the throne was unlike any man I've ever seen. It was God Himself and the Lamb of God. And he said, and there was many kindreds and tongues and nations that was gathered there. Baptist folks, I don't mean to hurt your feelings this morning, but you're not the only ones going. All that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ are going to be there. We was talking last night, Karen and her mom and Brittany. I had to make sure I get them all in there. And many folks think we're the only ones going. And folks, when they get there, I don't know how in the world they're going to get along with everybody else. The Bible doesn't talk about a Baptist church. It doesn't talk about a Pentecostal Church of God or Holiness Church. What it talks about is the Church of God. That He's coming in the clouds of glory to get. And when He comes, He's going to gather His people from the four winds of the earth. The trumpet is going to sound, declaring that time shall be no more. And let me testify to this morning as Rob and Sharon gives a song of invitation. Let me testify to this. All of our troubles and trials that we go through will be left behind. Amen. That ought to make somebody want to shout this morning. All of our troubles and trials be left behind. All of our heartaches, all of the pain that the devil brings to us, it'll all be left behind because we're going to a place where the Bible says that sin cannot enter in at the door. It's a holy place. And only the redeemed of God can walk there. We ought to testify often about how good God has been to us. How many of you got a testimony that God has saved you by His marvelous grace? Raise your hands. How many of you got a testimony that when sickness come and looked like there was no hope, you got a testimony that somebody called on the great physician and he spoke the word that you had need of? How many of you got a testimony this morning that when financial despair came in my life, we didn't know how we was going to make it, didn't know even how to begin to start. And I don't know if it was my prayer or somebody else's prayer. But somebody touched the heavens above. And God made a way for us. See, some of you ain't been there. You live long enough, God will bless you with even more testimony. How many of you got a testimony this morning that I've seen my people that was away from God. And the Holy Spirit went to their house. The songs went to their house. And the next thing you know, they're back in the house of the Lord. And God sent the invitation. And they walked down the aisles and they got right. Anybody seen that happen in your lifetime? But I want to close with this morning. Two more points. How many of you got a testimony that one that you prayed for? For week after week, month after month. And you wondered if God really heard your prayers. But how many in the house this morning got a testimony that one day I see them take that step out behind the pew and walk down to an old-fashioned mourner's bench and give their heart to Jesus Christ, and they're saved. Amen. I said two more points, but can I put another one in? How many of us today have a testimony that even though the devil would have us to give up on our people and the things that's going on in their lives, I have a testimony that I'm going to hold on to Jesus Christ, regardless of how high the waves get. Oh, regardless of what the neighbor says. And folks, I don't mean to preach this morning to hurt your feelings, but regardless of what the church members say, regardless of what the church says, regardless of what the deacons and the pastor says, I'm going to hold on to the hope of Jesus Christ that we're going to see them get right with God. If they need to be saved, they'll get saved. And if they need to live right, they'll start living right. Because you know why I say I can do that? It's because I've seen what God has done for others. I've seen what He's done for others. And folks, if we do not give up and we hold to the testimonies found in this Word, you know what we'll find? We'll have the victory. And victory is sweet when God delivers our people. This morning, we ought to testify that what we have seen, that what we have heard, that which we have witnessed, we ought to testify to it, because our testimony encourages other people that you don't have to give up. You don't have to quit. You don't have to say there's no hope for me. Because I don't care where you're at this morning. I don't care how far away from God you are. God is able to bring you back. He's able to bring you back. Can I close with this? That father that had the prodigal son. We don't know how long the prodigal son was gone. But that father had a testimony that every day, I believe he was looking down the road for that boy to come back home. The neighbors probably said, why don't you just give up on him? His older brother said, I ain't looking for him to come back. He took his goods, let him stay gone, right? That's like the church sometimes. But that father was looking for him. And you know what? One day, off in a distance. Can anybody else see this morning? Off in a distance, he saw a familiar stature walking down the road. And you know what he did? He didn't wait for that boy to get to his house. Bible says he ran to where he was at. And he hugged on him. And he came back to the house and he told his servants, kill the fatted calf. Get a pair of shoes, get a robe, and get a ring. This is my son that was lost and now is found. Amen. Moms and dads, keep looking down the road. Amen. Grandma and grandpa, keep looking down the road. You know why? Because we have testimony that if we keep looking. In fact, the prophet said like this, my people, without a vision, they perish. But where we have a vision, God can do the work. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. This morning, testify about what God has done for you. If you need to come and pray for those that are lost, God will save you this morning. For those that have seen the testimony of others, and you see how God has worked in their life, what you ought to do is take that step out this morning and say, I want that testimony. I want to be able to testify about what God has done for me. Not my brother or my sister, but what He's done for me. Why don't you come this morning? Come and let God give you a testimony that you could testify about all the great things that God has done for you. Come on home. Mama, dad, young man or woman, now is the acceptable time for you to step out. Step out and let God use His Word to make your life right. Would you do that today? He's calling this morning. Come on home. While they pause for just a minute. Folks, we as God's people are living below our privilege. So many times. You know why? Because when trouble comes, we just want to throw our hands up and say, I quit. It's too big for me. There's no way that I can get through this. You and I have never faced what some of the patriarchs faced. And did not God bring them through it? Has anybody heard the testimony of little David? He said, I faced this man because nobody else would. He spoke against our God. And he said, I have the testimony of what God did for me with the lion and the bear. And he said, I looked at this man and I said, from my heart, God can give me the victory. God can, regardless how big he is. And he said, you know what that Saul did? He offered me his armor. But Billy, when I put it on, I couldn't use it. Because I hadn't proved it. See, some of you have many different ways of getting hold of God. Some of you have many different ways of working through your troubles. I can't use what works for you. I have to use what works for me. Amen. Amen? So he said, what I did is I went down to the brook. And I picked me up 5 smooth stones. How many of you would have got some rough stones? Something that would have cut in. But he said, I got me 5 smooth stones. Some of you say, well, why did his testimony include 5 stones? Because you see, Goliath had 4 brothers. And I think David was ready to take them all out if it had been God's will. See, sometimes we only pack 1 stone because we only see 1 part of the problem. When what we need to do is pick up as many as God tells us to. And he says, I went up against that. And he says, I'm not doing it in David's name. I'm not even doing it in Jesse, my father's name. But I'm doing it in the name of the Lord Jehovah. The Lord God, my provider. I'm doing it in His name. And I would swing that thing around and swing it around. At the right time, I let go. And let me testify what God did. God directed that stone right to the middle of his forehead. Folks, you and I have got Goliaths in our life. They stand off in the distance, mocking us, cursing us, and telling us that what our life is that we're looking for will never come to fruition. What we need to do is, by the power of God, we need to slay that Goliath. Put it away. While they sing just 1 more verse of this song, I ask you today, would you come so that you can testify about what God has given you the victory over in your life? Or you can allow that Goliath just to stay there on and on and on. Every day he came out there. Every day he mocked them. Folks, he's doing the same thing to you in your life. It's time to destroy that giant. And then testify about what God has done for you. Anybody, y'all? Yes. Why should we linger? Just passing it on day after day after day. Acting like it don't exist. But we know the problem is there. Why don't you make that step this morning? Come on home. Come on home to the Lord. Get right. Yes. He's calling today for you. Not your neighbor. Not your loved one, but it's you that He's calling. Amen, amen. The devil would like nothing more than you forget all the good things that God has done for you. He'd like you forget all those great, wonderful things that God has blessed you with. And folks, it's not because we're all that smart. It's not because we're all that good. It's because of God's mercy and kindness that we have the gifts that we do today. God bless you this morning. I wish that you would share your testimony with others, that you might encourage them. That if God did this for you, He'll do it for them. He's not a respecter of person. And folks, He doesn't love either one of us any more than He loves the other one. But He loves us all the same. Have you enjoyed yourself in the house of the Lord? Sister Karen did a good job singing this morning. We appreciate her and Brittany and Sue traveling from down in Tennessee up here to be with us this morning. And we had them at the house last night, and I didn't feed them bologna. We had chicken, and we had a good time of fellowship. And I just like being around good people, don't you? Good people. There's not a lot of good people in the world, so I really enjoy being around good people when you get that chance. Remember our service tonight at 6 o'clock. Remember each other. And folks, next time you see somebody that's down or out, next time you see somebody going through a hard time, what you ought to do is testify to them that you know a man that can help.